We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ellen Robertson from the Richmond City Council is with us this morning. And we appreciate you coming on. The big vote last night, which seems to have effectively killed the Navy Hill project, took place. Where did you come down on this, Councilwoman?
I supported the Navy Hill development.
And tell me why. There's been so much skepticism about whether this was good for the city. Yeah, we'd all love to have a new Coliseum, but the fear was that all of the tax money that would go for schools and new roads and capital improvements would all be funneled back into this project, and the real beneficiaries would be the private investors.
Yes, there has been, and obviously those speculation rule as to whether or not this was a good development for the city. I disagree. I think that it was fabulous to have a 11-block area where we had private sector investment that was going to pay for the cost of the development of that area without any repayment or anything as it relates to the city. The city was not making any investment of taxpayers' dollars for the hotel, for the Blues Army, for the infrastructure, and all of the other partners that was being brought to this area to do housing, affordable housing, which I've never seen in a development at all. I've never seen a development of this scale. And so the taxpayers' concern as it relates to the cost, paying the cost of the Coliseum, and what happens in the payment of those for the Coliseum was the revenue, the taxes that would be generated from all of the office buildings and all of the other development in that 10-block area, 11-block area, the new revenue taxes that would come off of those would pay the bond. And so it would not affect Richmond's current budget, and it would not have any impact on taking money from schools. And so the concern with schools was that we have agreed, the city has agreed, that 57 cents of every dollar of real estate tax we collect, we are going to give to schools every year. That's a commitment that the city has made. So schools were concerned that this new taxes from the new development wouldn't get 57 cents on those dollars, because those dollars were earmarked to pay the debt on the Coliseum. And the city made a commitment to them that all revenues from real estate taxes, regardless if it was earmarked for anything, would still pay and put in schools 57 cents on every dollar.
Now, you need to correct me if I'm wrong here, and forgive me if I miss something. You're talking about the 11-block project. Were we not still talking about the larger TIF area, or did I miss something?
No, we were talking about only the 11-block area, plus the towers, the Dominion Towers.
Okay.
But the blocks in between, the 80 blocks, no.
And what did you hear?
Off the table.
What did you hear from your constituents? There's been a real blitz in the last maybe 4 weeks with lots of television ads and radio ads, and you know, folks fanning out across the city. I mean, I would argue that from a PR standpoint, maybe that was a little late to try to convince people in their own homes. But what did you hear from constituents that made you say, "I'm still going to stay with this project"?
The constituents that I've heard from, and I get an average of about, I would say, a couple hundred emails every day on this development. I would say out of the 200 that I get, I probably have gotten maybe, 10 at the most that said no, don't vote for it. And the reason why they say don't vote for it from the constituents that have sent me emails, and then things that we can take care of. You know, like I want my street paved. I want you to pick up my leaves. I want you to, you know, those kind of things. And so, you know, those are the services that the city provides and that we can continue to provide. I do think that some people were concerned as to whether or not the Coliseum was too large and whether or not we would have the level of activity that we need to be there. Mm-hmm. The great thing about this deal, and most people want to believe that, is that the developers carry the weight and they carry the bottom line.
Of the actual performances and the management of the arena.
They're totally responsible for that management and for finishing, you know, making sure that they're gaining and having enough events to carry out the operational costs of that venue. You know, the city is not on the hook to do any of that.
And that's different from the arrangement with the existing Coliseum before that
Absolutely.
Shut down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you about...
We have a revenue sharing thing with the Coliseum. We are carrying the cost of it. We have a revenue share with the counties as it relates to the convention center. Mm-hmm. Richmond has just gotten to the place based on that formula. So we're not taking money out of the general fund to meet that share.
I'm looking at the clock, so I've got to go. But tell me what you think happens in the future. Is this thing done, or do you think that maybe in 60 days, 90 days, there's a kind of a retooling and there's hope that something can be done here to revive the best elements of the project or the whole thing? What do you think?
You know, if I'm the developer and I'm putting $900 million of private investment into a development and I'm paying for a lot of public improvements that the city would normally have to pay for, and it's not charging the city anything, and I'm taking all of the upfront risk and cost for doing so, unless there's some assurance that whatever those hindrance, whatever you don't like about this development, if you're not willing to come to the table, put that on the table, work for a solution for that, I don't see why any developer would want to continue to spend more time doing that if we aren't willing to say what I don't like and what needs to be fixed. So what I don't like is that I want the counties to be involved in the deal. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you're right about that. Well, listen, I'm sorry our time has run out. I do sincerely appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And, you know, hopefully we'll talk again should there be if a pulse reappears in the dead body here, we'll talk some more. Ellen Robertson, Richmond City Councilwoman, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. It's 7:45 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back and check on the traffic and the weather in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.